My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you. So the Chiefs have an off day today, and tomorrow really gets going. The pads come on. It is their first padded practice of the 2024-25 season. Rob, let's start with some of the key storylines that we were sort of tracking in the offseason, and now that we're here at camp. I think the wide receiver race has been a little bit of a dud so far. Now, there has been some excitement with moving Kadarius Toney to running back, but I think we have a really good sort of picture of who's going to make this wide receiver room. I do not believe that Rashee Rice is going to be suspended at the very beginning of the season. I haven't thought that for quite some time, and that feeling was only heightened by what we heard earlier this week from the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, where he said that he has had no contact with the league. There isn't even a court date set right now for Rashee Rice. There is for the civil manner. There is not for the criminal manner. So until this thing gets wrapped up legally, Rashee Rice is going to be on the field for the Kansas City Chiefs. I also wouldn't worry either about a suspension super late in the season. I was listening to Cody and Gold earlier this week when I was driving into work, and they were talking about a possible late suspension in the year, like he would be suspended in week 14. The league is not doing that. Once you get past a certain point, they will just move the suspension to early next year. They just won't say anything. They'll just suspend him at the very beginning of the season. So if he's not suspended by like week 5 or so, I just don't think he's going to be suspended this season. Now, again, we have to see what happens in the legal process. You got to set a court date first to wrap this thing up. So let's continue to monitor it. We'll track it, obviously. But Rashee Rice, I'm counting to be on the 53-man roster from day one. We knew who the locks were going to be. Hollywood Brown is a lock. Rice is a lock. Worthy is a lock. Justin Watson is one. I don't know why they would cut Mecole Hardman. It just makes no sense. No one has emerged in camp that would make me think that Mecole Hardman is not making the team. He hasn't struggled so far in camp to make you think that he is not making the team. So Brown, Rice, Worthy, Watson, Mecole. You have 5 guys right now that you can lock into that wide receiver room. Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, Nico Regimio. I think you would have to give Kadarius Toney, based on the information that we have so far in the first 5 days of camp, he is a favorite to make it over Sky Moore. They are trying to figure out more things that Kadarius Toney can do. And Sky Moore hasn't done well with the limited opportunities. He had a drop pass yesterday at camp. So I think you have to give Kadarius Toney the leg up in that race, which would give them 6. Maybe Nico Regimio makes it as the 7th guy, and maybe Sky Moore is the odd man out. that was one of the things that we were looking at heading into camp about this wide receiver battle and wide receiver competition. I think for the most part, it's been a dud, at least in terms of excitement and really battling to see who's going to make it. I think you have to give Tony the leg up, given the fact that they're using him at so many different places on the field.
I also think, and we haven't done it because this show was hard on Sky Moore last year. Reasonably so, by the way. I wasn't saying it was uncalled for, but you know the other clips we're seeing a lot of at camp, and like the little snippets of, oh, Kadarius Toney's a running back. We're seeing a lot of Sky Moore drops. Like, maybe your timeline is different than my timeline, but Sky Moore drops have populated the internet, and they're in shorts and a t-shirt. I don't know how that's going to get better with pads. So, you're right. Based on the information we have, they're trying new stuff with Kadarius Toney. And every time I see Sky Moore on the internet, he's dropping a pass up in St. Joe. So it's lost a little bit of its juice because it seems like Sky Moore hasn't entered the conversation or entered the competition yet. And it might be over before he ever decides to arrive.
Yeah, Sky Moore has not proven that he is a consistent NFL player. Like, if you were telling me that one of the exciting points of camp is debating two guys that none of us think are productive NFL players, it just goes to further my that Chiefs camp is just boring. We know this team. You know who's making the team. You know who the starters are. If I asked you to write down their 22 starters for the game against the Baltimore Ravens, we all would ace this test. I know who's going to be on the field. The excitement is the depth of this team. And we're talking about the third guy at this position or who's going to be the number three running back that emerges. We are most excited about guys who are 45 through 53 on the roster. That should show you how strong this team is at the top and how set in stone that it is. So today, I think you have to give Kadarius Toney the leg up if we are talking about wide receiver. I also think, now something could change. I think they're going to start week one with a rookie left tackle. I didn't think that was going to be the case. You remember, there was a time that you and I thought back there was a chance that they brought back the veteran, Donovan Smith from last year. I thought there was a chance they were going to bring him back. They obviously feel really good about Kingsley Suamataia. I think he is going to start at left tackle for this team, and Wanye Morris is going to be the swing tackle. He can start at left if you need him to. He can start at right tackle if something happens to Juwan Taylor. But if you were asking me today who is going to be the starting left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, I think they're going with the young guy. I think they're going with the rookie.
See, maybe this will be actually a battle to keep an eye on more going forward, because I'm not convinced it's Suamataia at this point. Now, if we're going to talk about a position that needs to put the pads on for us to know for a fact what we're looking at, offensive line and defense line are one of them. Having shells and shorts is not the best way to evaluate line play. But I think right now, Wanye Morris has the leg up. And, you know, grain of salt, but you see the reports. He's running with the ones early in practice. They at least trust him at this point in time. This wasn't like Trey Smith and I believe it was Kyle or LDT at the time, where on the first day of camp, boom, Trey Smith, you're our right guard as a rookie. Go get him. And it was, I can't believe he did that. It hasn't been that way so far. I think that remains a battle to watch. I think it's going to be Wanye out the jump, but I want to see some preseason games before I could make my decision.
There is not a single interesting defensive storyline right now. I know they don't technically have a number two corner. It's the National Football League. We know who their number one is, and between Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson, those two guys are going to rotate in and out far more than enough that they both are going to be on the field. There is not an interesting defensive storyline for training camp purposes right now. You know one thing, though, that has surprised me a little bit? Have you heard anything about Felix Onyedike Uzomah? Like, have you heard any buzz, any hype, any excitement about Felix? I'm not saying he's having a bad camp. Just usually at this part, you would hear, hey, he's winning one-on-ones against the offensive line. He made a play. He's done something so far. It's been a quiet camp for him for the most part. For a guy that you are hoping and expecting that he's going to take the step forward. Last year was the redshirt year. None of us had great expectations for Felix Onyedike Uzomah. He then made the play in the Super Bowl that kind of surprised me a little bit. I was like, oh, okay, all right. And it felt like that was going to create a great bridge toward the season. That is obviously still possible. They haven't even put the pads on yet for this team, so maybe he has a great weekend. But if you were talking about camp buzz and excitement, I don't think you can put Felix right now in the top 10. There is not a lot of talk around him based on what we are seeing at camp. Worthy, day one, comes out there and makes a play. There's been conversations about left tackle. There's been conversations about the corner. The young guy on the D-line, there's not been much talk about him yet.
I actually disagree on the notion that there's no defensive storylines. Justin Reed's health is something to monitor. Like, they're downplaying it right now. They're keeping it under wraps. That's what you do at camp. You don't announce how bad an injury is. You say he's day-to-day, but he's not practicing. And as much as people love Chimari Connor and they got Jaden Hicks, a rookie, like, those guys are largely unproven. And Brian Cook, their other safety, is coming off an injury of his own, a bad ankle injury, mind you. This wasn't like, you know, Nick got picked up a knock. This was a big injury. I think Justin Reed's injury is a little bit more of a storyline than you're leading on. Now, maybe he comes back to practice in 3 days and I look like an idiot, but so far him not practicing does seem of note to me. That's a starter not practicing.
Am I crazy that if you are asking me which one of the absences that I think they're better prepared to handle, I think they're far better prepared to handle a safety injury right now than the loss of L'Jarius Sneed. I think you're fine with Brian Cook and Chimari Connor for the next month or so. Let's say that Justin Reed is unable to go in camp and you got to bring him along a little bit slowly in the first part of the season. You got a healthy Brian Cook back there, and I thought Chimari Connor played really well the second half of the season. That if you're going with Cook, Connor, and you got Jaden Hicks as that third, and you're just going to kind of have him be the jack-of-all-trades type, I think he's suited to do that. I'm not overly worried about the Justin Reed. It is super early in camp. I mean, we still got a long way to go until the season. We're talking about after Labor Day that we have to go. So maybe Justin Reed misses the first 2 weeks of camp, but the fact that the Chiefs have so much more time than everybody else to get healthy, get right, they started practice a little earlier than most of the other teams in the National Football League. I just haven't got myself worried yet about Justin Reed and what that could potentially mean.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.